Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. All right, I wasn't planning on recording. I just got home off of my shift from HEB, but I got something and I want to throw it out there. I hope I'm coherent. So I was sitting down, just having lunch, having a sandwich, and getting ready to get on with the rest of my day. And I open up what can sometimes be the gem called Twitter. And, you know, I personally find Twitter to be a good place for me to go and get information and get some deeper questions being asked and things like that. And true to form, a guy named Kevin Eastman on there, he tweeted something which got me thinking. And, you know, he explained this out kind of so well. And I wanted to just throw this out here to y'all. And this guy's a basketball guy, I'm pretty sure. So he's into hoops. And obviously in hoops right now, we've got the NCAA tournament going on. Big deal. They're down to the Final Four. And so he just talked about the fact that he says, like, there's a bunch of players that, like, when they're being interviewed and when you ask them and, like, all these sound bites and stuff like that, like, what generally tends to come up is, you know, who wants it more? You know, like who's hungrier? You know, who's playing with more passion? You know, who wants it more? That idea of like, we really, really, you know, want this. And, you know, Kevin Eastman goes on to say, like, you know, successful teams, like when we get down to, you know, the good teams, the top tier teams, like they all want it really bad. Right? It's not a question of, oh, well, that team just wanted it more than the other team, right? But here's what he said. He said, instead of thinking about it in terms of, you know, who wants it more, we can be thinking about it in terms of, you know, who can do it more? Who does it more? Who can do more of what they normally consistently do? And I was like, that is very profound, right? So I'll just start by just kind of chatting a little bit here about his tweet, and then I'll go into a little bit of an idea that I had kind of dovetailing off of that. And doesn't it get down to that? Like, who wants it more? Okay, so now we're in an athletic competition. We're in a situation where we have to perform. We're wanting to perform at a high level. And isn't it true that you're trying to execute something? Like you have an idea of what it is that you would like to execute and how you would like to do it. And, you know, the technique you would use or the power you're going to put out or the pace you're going to go at or whatever, right? And you have this idea, and isn't it true that it just comes down to like, who did that? Like, who was it that did what they normally do, what they normally practice, what they normally rehearse, what their normal routine looks like? So getting into kind of my thoughts on this, it's all about consistency, isn't it? And, you know, who wants it more? A lot of times it sounds like, because it is in the present tense, who wants, in other words, in this particular moment, you know, with a game on the line, with a race up for grabs, like whatever, who wants it more? But I would say, and I'm sure that this is what Kevin Eastman is saying too, like, wait a minute, it sounds like this is present moment, but man, doesn't this go back a week? Can't this go back a month? Can't this go back 6 months? For some of us, can't this go back years? Right? In other words, changing it to maybe who wanted it more. So I'm just going to use the NCAA tournament because I've been watching it. And, you know, so we're in March and now we're at the Final Four. So who wants it more would maybe be more like, hey, back in December, who wanted it more? Like that obscure little practice that we had, or that one particular game, or that one scenario that, you know, we found ourselves in as a team or whatever. Like, who wanted it more back then? Like, all the way back in December. And then Were we consistent, right? And this is me talking as the team. Like, were we consistent? Did we want it back then to the point where now wanting it means, like, who wants it more? The way that that shows up is we're able to do certain things on the basketball court. And again, I'm using basketball, but, you know, plug in your sport here, right? Like, now, when I'm in a game, I can do certain things consistently as a team. We've got certain skills and maybe plays and schemes and things that we can, but that's because back then we wanted it more. So we've trained and worked up to this moment right here where it looks like, oh man, it's all on the line. Like, here we go. And again, you guys know how I feel about pivotal moments. That's why I'm being a little bit kind of over pompous here, but like, yeah. Who wanted it more? So today matters. For whoever's listening to this, like, today matters. Even if your competition is next week, if it's a month from now, if it's 6 months from now, like, today is important. Do you want it more today? In other words, what do you have to do today so that when you get to that moment, when you get to that competition, when you get to those kinds of scenarios, the quote unquote, who wants it more is pretty loud and clear. Like, 2 months before my competition, I wanted it more. And now what you're seeing is a product of me wanting it more back then in this present moment. So folks, there it is. It's very easy for us to forget about where our feet are. Where are we right now? It's March 27th. That's today. There's something to be done today that is vitally important to answering this question of how bad you want it or how bad you wanted it when that moment shows up where you're on the stage and the lights are bright and shining upon you and you've got to do something and you've got to execute and you have got to perform at a high level. You're trying to get that best version of yourself in that competitive situation. It doesn't happen apart from these present moments that you can think to yourself and say, this is important. I have to want it just as bad right now as I want that championship or I want that, you know, PR or I want that, you know, whatever. So today, do it today. Show up today. Execute today. Treat today with the vital importance that it necessitates. I tried to use a big word there and I almost got caught out. Necessitates. Today's vitally important. So give it your best. All right. That's what I got. Happy Monday. Hope this finds you guys well. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And if you've got any thoughts or comments or reactions or anything of that nature about this episode or any other episode that I've put out for that matter, let's get some discussion going. You guys know I always enjoy that kind of stuff. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next time.